You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The struggles faced by the hospitality sector have been highlighted also in a recent trading report from the Restaurant Association on the second quarter of 2024. The report outlines various challenges faced by businesses, including low customer numbers and customer spend, reduced staff availability and cost of goods. I spoke to General Manager of the Restaurant Association, Nicola Waldron, about these issues and what more could be done to address them. So the Restaurant Association yesterday released its second quarter trading report. In this report, there's some ups and downs we can see for hospitality spending. Just briefly, how is the scene looking for Aotearoa and for Auckland specifically?
Well, look, I think it's important, first of all, to note just how huge hospitality is in Auckland. You know, we're talking about an industry that generates $6.2 billion in annual sales. You know, we employ 53,000 employees in Auckland. You know, and there's 7,500 outlets. So it is huge and the industry is growing. But like many industries, out there this year, you know, there have been some quite challenging times, and we're sort of in the midst of quite difficult trading environment still at the moment.
Yeah, the report talks a bit about drops in spending on hospitality, especially in Auckland. What are the main issues that the sector is struggling with, I guess, that and other issues that might be causing this?
Look, the key thing that we're hearing from our members who are owners of restaurants and cafes is the downturn in customers' numbers, but also there is a downturn in customer spend as well. So that is by far the number one challenge that they're reporting at the moment, and that's sort of our primary concern. I think that we kind of know why that's happening. Customers are facing, you know, a lot of financial challenges themselves at the moment and have been for, you know, a year or so. So we do put it down to some of those cost of living pressures that customers are also facing. But for our members, on top of that, we're sort of seeing increasing costs as well. So it's a perfect storm, really, of impacts to the hospitality sector.
Yeah, and from those issues, we've been seeing, I mean, some businesses closing down, especially we've been seeing some heritage businesses closing down in Auckland CBD along Karangahape Road and others. Is this a worry for the hospitality sector more broadly and moving into the future?
I think when there are some sort of high-profile closures, it does really bring to the forefront, I think, some of the challenges that are happening. And look, it's of concern to us. The industry does have a lot of activity, you know, with businesses changing hands anyway, but we're certainly seeing it a bit more than we would typically expect. So we're sort of looking ahead, I think, to better times that might sort of redress some of those sort of trends that we're seeing at the moment.
The report also talks about struggles for hospitality businesses in terms of employment, and also, you know, we're seeing struggles on the employees' end, looking at maybe low wages and poor treatment from customers, and we're seeing that have an effect in terms of mental health as well, as mentioned in the report. How are businesses addressing this sort of issue with wages and with mental health for employees and employers?
Look, this is something that is a key focus for us and the guidance that we provide to the restaurant and cafe businesses that we work with. We certainly keep track of wage movements, and we have seen wages increase quite significantly over the past sort of 3 years, which is something that we kind of recognise needed to happen. Hospitality works with very, very infinitesimal profit margins. So there is a real balance that needs to occur there between, you know, being very competitive with remuneration and actually still being able to be a viable business. So that is one of the kind of the challenges that hospitality operators are always faced with. But we have seen a lot of change over the past couple of years, certainly with the businesses that we work with. And we also have got a lot of resources that are available for our members and their teams around mental health support. We've got some programs that they can access. We're actually working on a new program with an organisation called Helmet and the Hospitality Association, which directly works with sort of supporting mental health for employees in the hospitality industry. So there's a lot of activity around, you know, areas that we can support there.
Mm. We also saw several support policies from the previous Labor government to support hospitality businesses, especially during the COVID-19 lockdowns and quarantine period, where we saw customer numbers decline quite sharply. In terms of this current government, what kind of action could they take to support the hospitality sector a little bit further and get it back on its feet?
Yeah, look, I think there is some activity around, you know, bringing inflation down, and I think some of that will help to improve, obviously, the economy and then the discretionary spend that customers have got to spend in hospitality. You know, we think that hospitality and food as a big part of New Zealand's story for tourism is really important as well, and we would really like to see a lot of activity, you know, from Tourism New Zealand and other marketing avenues where we market New Zealand to domestically and to international tourists, that food becomes a big part of that story as well. So that's something that we can do. Obviously, yesterday there was an announcement around the encouraging public servants to return to the office more frequently. And we have noticed that is something that has had an impact, you know, particularly for Wellington, and reduction in foot traffic. And, you know, those sorts of things will support our cities and bringing, you know, more vibrancy back into the city. So we think some of that activity will certainly help.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Ultimately, I think hospitality and hospitality operators are inherently optimistic. It is a difficult time at the moment, but we're looking ahead. We know, I guess, what the reasons why there are challenges, and that will change. You know, 2025 is going to be a different story. We're firmly looking ahead to that. So, yeah, really looking forward to things on the improve.
That was General Manager of the Restaurant Association, Nicola Waldron, speaking to me about struggles in the hospitality sector. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.